This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Williston today, ladies and gentlemen. Always love being on the road on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Heading into Turkey Day, very fired up about that. Brought to you today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find them online at secureenergyfuture.org. Help them if you care at all about how much you pay for your power. Affordable, reliable energy will not happen if the Clean Power Plan is enacted. Will not happen if the war on coal is won by the extremists. So remember that. SecureEnergyFuture.org has all the information you need to know on that. We're in Williston today at Sabin West Corporation. It is a refinery. They refine precious metals here in Williston. And they do this for the oil industry because those precious metals are used in the drilling process, the drill bits. After the program today, I'll be getting a tour. We hope to meet Andy Sabin, who is arriving here shortly, the owner and proprietor who does this in many locations across the globe, and we're glad he does it in North Dakota, so we're looking forward to saying hi. Congressman Kevin Cramer was here for the Talk Radio Town Hall, and we're just tagging along today. You're going to get a little tour when you're done.
I am. I'm looking forward to it.
And thanks for staying. One more quick segment here.
Happy to.
And we'll let you get rolling. So to our caller from Mandan saying, you know, number one, you know, he was obviously coming up with a bit of a creative idea and saying, you know, the barbed wire ought to go around where they are and, you know, the good guys come out and the bad guys stay in and end this thing and let's use the 10th Amendment for what it is. Your response to that?
Yeah, and just so everyone's clear, and your listeners are well-versed on the Constitution, obviously, but the 10th Amendment is the simple one that just further defines the appropriate separation between the federal government and the states.
Right? I define it as the federal government doesn't own the states.
Right.
Right? That there are states' rights.
Right.
That, you know, some things that the founders envisioned that would be up to the states that wouldn't have to be, you know, tied to the feds in their year.
It's a very clear definition of the balance of powers. And it simply says that power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it. We sometimes forget about that. To the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So in other words, it's the states. They have the vast majority of authority and power in the United States, not the federal government. And we do acquiesce, and I say we, I mean as a people, as states, as communities, we do sort of acquiesce to the federal government, largely because we...
Strings, see. Right?
But we also rely on them a little too much. And I'm just waving at Andy out the window.
Okay, just hold it.
So what happens is we've sort of created this over time. This is one of those things that has trickled down to the point now where we find ourselves up against the wall. So, but this is what I've maintained for a long time, especially as it relates to the Missouri River, Scott. I think we are always going to the Corps of Engineers hearings, but we never require them to come to ours. You know what I mean? We assert that water in the river is ours until it leaves our borders, but we don't ever really exercise that conviction in any meaningful way.
Yeah. No. So what our caller from Mandan is saying is, do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I don't disagree at all.
All right.
I know you needed to leave for a tour here. Do you have time for one more call?
No, for you, I've got all day.
All right, one more call here. Beaker in Fargo, your question for Congressman Kevin Cramer. I have two big questions for him that I know everybody's waiting for me to ask.
I'm sorry, I have to go.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. go ahead, Beaker, you're up.
Well, listen, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow, and I want to give thanks to you, Scott, and also to Steve, your partner, and also Congressman Cramer. It's you're good Christians. You walk the walk, but more importantly, you talk the talk, and you do what you say, and you're great examples for our state, number one. Number two, a day doesn't go by that I don't hear Kevin's name in my office because he took my young daughter to Washington, D.C. with him when he was initially elected, gave her a job, and I'll tell you, a day does not go by where I don't hear Kevin or his wife's name said in my office, and for that, I will always be thankful to Congressman Cramer for treating her with utmost respect as a lady, and she has, as well as my extended family, the utmost respect for Congressman Cramer. Lastly, I have a serious issue with Foreigner, George Soros, putting money into alleged nonprofit, hiring protesters to go out and raise all kinds of, well, I'll call them criminal acts in our country. Now, if we had someone like, Bill Gates put advertisements in Russia, China, any other country in the world, hiring individuals to go out and violate the law, it's almost like an act of war. I've got a serious problem with George Soros, who's an evil man, MoveOn.org being funded by him, creating all
kinds of problems. I got to stop you there just because we're short on time. But everything you're saying has been said over and over and over again. The question is, what do you do about it? You know, and, you know, Jeff's a lawyer.
To me, he's a terrorist.
Right. In other words, if we have an individual that is funding ISIS, what do? We go after the individual. We go after the money source, right?
Right.
How is this any different, Kevin?
Well, because he's very clever in how he understands the law and how he can skirt it, how he comes right up to it. And by the way, the people he trains are similarly well versed on the limits and getting to the edge of it, and that's part of the problem.
But it's a conversation we need to continue to have. Let's go to Northwest North Dakota. Samuel, there's a lot of Northwest North Dakota. Where are you calling from? Samuel, are you there?
That's me.
Yes, yep. Sir. Where are you calling from?
Northwest North Dakota.
Right. Like what town?
South of Ray.
South of Ray, very good. Kevin and I were in Ray about an hour and a half ago.
Yes, we were.
We know Ray well. So what is your question for the congressman? Go ahead.
A kind question. Thank you, Senator. You won and all that. Question is, why isn't there a class action lawsuit against Obama and all this stuff? And I'll take my question off the air.
Okay. Well, yeah, sure. Thanks, Samuel. Part of the problem is, you know, certain people, and presidents included, and others have a great deal of immunity. It's not blanket necessarily, but almost blanket immunity from because he's elected by the people. It would be hard to file a civil suit against the president. I think it happens a lot, but they do have, and understandably to some degree, a lot of immunity, including from the consequences of their action.
Texter, how can we fire Heidi in North Dakota?
It's called an election.
That's what elections are for, right? We have a boatload of texts. We'll save these for next week, folks. We're running out of time. I have two questions I have to ask you.
Yeah.
These are big questions. Everybody wants to know the answer to this question. Your phone's probably ringing off the hook, okay? So I have to ask
you. I don't return a lot of calls lately.
I understand.
Some of my friends know that.
I understand. This is the big question. You ready?
I think I can handle it.
White meat or dark meat?
I'm a white meat guy with a lot of gravy on it.
Oh, exactly. There's where you get the moisture.
That's right.
Okay, now that we got the big one, let's go to the little one. Are you going to be the next Secretary of Energy?
Somebody will be.
Have you talked to President Trump, elect, Vice President elect Pence? Have you talked to these people?
Mike Pence called me the other day.
Did this topic come up?
We talked about various things. I think I'll leave it at that for now, Scott, because unlike a lot of my friends, I prefer to these things remain between the president-elect and me until such time as it's important that it become public, if something is to become public.
And
I'm very happy being North Dakota's congressman. It is my preferred job.
But if the president of the United States calls and says, Kevin, we need you in a post. I mean,
I'm going to consult Andy Sabin and my wife and God.
There you go. That's a good list.
And Scott.
That's a good list.
Scott, I'm not going to consult Scott because he can't think clearly on matters like this. Don't you know anything? Do you not know this guy, Todd? Have you never met Scott Hannum?
I told everybody that asked me this question, which, by the way, I get now 15 to 20 times a day. I say, I don't think it's a slam dunk that if it's offered, he says yes. I think he truly loves what he does.
I love it.
And one honest. reason that, you know, I even sit there and think, gosh, what would I do? My wife and I have this conversation. And she said, honey, he would need to serve the country. That just means his talents are being taken to a larger platform and he's needed. I was arguing, I was being really selfish because I just don't want to lose the talk radio town hall. I want you right here, you know, talking to constituents every week and with Todd and I hanging out, you know.
But that's not going to be in the contract.
Anyway, well, that's first of all, that's news because you've talked to Mike Pence. We're not going to press you any further than that. And we'll just stay tuned, I guess, right?
There you go.
Next Wednesday, we have another talk radio town hall. I'll be in New York, but you'll be on with the most able guest host. I think Gary Amenoff is your guest host, so he's going to ask you tough questions too, just so you know.
Yeah, I can handle it.
Either that, or I could come back, go just from New York with you.
You could do from Andy's house.
There you go. I'll find a friend in New York. All right. More coming up after a short timeout. Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley on the latest on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And if Andy's done with the tour, we'll chat with him for a couple minutes on the air, too. Fascinating man, and we love that he does business in our great state of North Dakota. Sabin West Metal Wilson, our location today for What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the great state of North Dakota. More after this short timeout, including more of your calls. Don't go away.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at Petroserve USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at Petroserve USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of Petroserve USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a Petroserve USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to email us. Todd loves your text. You can text him. And that is 701-226-8503. That's 701-226-8503. 866-226-8503. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA. I rolled into Bismarck last night about 10 o'clock. You know what I did, Todd? Filled up. So, you know, we could be juiced up and ready to go early this morning and head for Williston, right there in the shadow of the Capitol. I love doing that. Love sitting there pumping gas and looking at that Capitol and thinking of that great story about how that Capitol came to be in our great state. Pretty cool. And PetroServe USA, not only the spot where you get choice at the pump, the folks that connect North Dakota's oil fields and North Dakota's corn fields, the farm fields and the oil fields connect when you fuel up at PetroServe USA, but also home of the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza. 4 for $4 deal. You get the pizza, 2 cookies, and a pop. 4 items, $4 all day, every day. Register for all the goodies, too. And they have bisonware. Playoff time, you got to have your bisonware. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, is Lieutenant Governor Wrigley on the phone? Or are we going to some callers here? No call yet? Okay. All right. That call was supposed to happen a few minutes ago, but we'll do some checking and get back to the phones here. Rick and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Hi, Scott. How are you today?
Great, sir. How are you?
I'm very good. I wanted to talk to Congressman Kramer. I assume he's gone by now. Wanted to say basically I visited with Congress Kramer at length about 3 weeks ago and stopped by and caught some staffers for the other congressional delegation people. I really applaud what's going on. We talked about the no trespassing law and order type of mandate. You know, Congressman Kramer, Senator Hoeven are on board. And I see Senator Heitkamp lagging behind on that. I visited her office approximately 3 weeks ago, and I'm still waiting to hear from them as to what treaty she supports, the 1868 versus the 1851. And I just don't think it should be that tough. So I'd like to see them all working together, and I'd like to see the hot potato issues really addressed with respect to letters that have been sent to Attorney General Loretta Lynch from Chairman Archambault and the Great Sioux Tribal Plain Chairman's Association Group. I don't know what the response is from Loretta Lynch, but those letters ask her to do things, and we never hear what she's saying back. So that's kind of in a nutshell. I might have one other comment.
Those are all good points. Appreciate it, Rick. Thanks for calling. Texter says, Scott, please put out a reminder that it's not all people of Standing Rock. Chairman David Archambault is the one that should be blamed, not all of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. There are a lot of good people down here that are pawns of this BS. Thank you to you and Todd for being the voice of truth of the Northern Plains. Well, that's very kind of you. We'll take that label. We're here to serve, right? And really all we are is a conduit, right? So if you hear what's happening from someone, one way or the other, we're the conduit that gets it to the people who pay the bills, buy the products from the advertisers that we serve, but also, you know, elect people or unelect them, vote for them or vote against them. So what we do isn't that difficult, but I'm amazed that there is so much propaganda out there. And Chairman Dave Archambault is one example. I don't know the man. I really don't. Early on, I asked the people that knew him, how could I get to know him better? I would like to understand where they're coming from on this. I was given his cell phone number. And have reached out repeatedly to try and have a conversation, to invite him on the air. Never much has gotten a response, nothing. Nothing. From day one, going way back. I wouldn't blame Chairman Dave Archambault for not being eager to come on this program now, because after 105 days, I've had my fill of what I see as absolute miserable leadership from him. Miserable. And doing decades and decades of damage to this great people. You gotta realize, I spent 18 years in Grand Forks. The Sioux thing for me isn't a name of a team that I like. The best man at my wedding was a Sioux. And when I say a Sioux, he wore that jersey, and to him, he was embodying everything that stood for. And I have lifelong friends. You know, the kind of people, you're in their wedding, they're in your wedding, and you know their kids, and you see them grow up and go to the baptisms, those kind of friends. That's what it means for them to be. So it isn't but a jersey or a logo or any of that. It's every fiber of their being stands for that fighting spirit that the Sioux stood for. And you have this joker out there now who's, you know, leading a corrupt enterprise, and his sister is working for President Obama, and, you know, now goes to a law firm, and President Obama comes to the tribe, and all of a sudden there's deals with, you know, we're going to sue law enforcement. It's just ick. It is a bunch of ick. So I get it. I get that there's a considerable difference between the people of Standing Rock. Enough of them have called this program from the leadership. I do. Long answer to your question, but appreciate the call. TJ and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. You know, the spirit of Thanksgiving, you know, we have Thanksgiving tomorrow. You know what I'm thankful for? I am thankful that we're getting a new governor. I am sick and tired of this rhino in office. Every time he gets on there, he reminds me of Obama speaking. He doesn't say nothing. And I'm sick and tired of his lack of leadership in this issue with these riders down here. This is a state issue. And he keeps saying, oh, the feds, the feds, the feds. I'm sick and tired of hearing about the feds. I can guarantee you I know one way that we can get the feds here immediately. We can activate our National Guard, and we can go down there and clear out that camp, and I guarantee you the feds will be coming in by the busload. But if this is a states' rights issue, we should take care of it ourselves. Quit waiting for the feds to do something about it. They ain't going to do anything about it, not as long as Obama's in office. We need to quit relying on federal. We need to rely on ourselves. That's what this election is about. It's about the American people, the goodness of the American people, standing up for what's right and not being dictated to by a government that's overbearing. It's a state's right to take care of it.
You're right. I hear you. I've expressed frustration with the governor throughout this ordeal as well. You said rhino. I don't think it's a political, ideological thing. I think it's just a way of dealing with and managing situations that, in this particular situation, not easy. No easy answers. Wasn't tough enough.
He's worried about his legacy is what it amounts to. He doesn't want anything bad.
I don't think so.
His legacy is he's going to be known as Doolittle Dalrymple because he's doing very little about this, and he should be doing something because he was elected by the people of this state to take care of it.
You know, I can't disagree with what you're saying. I really can't. But I don't think the motivation is because I'm worried about my legacy. I think it's just the managerial style of Jack Dalrymple. A good man, a smart business person, but not someone that is, you know, going to go into the fire like a situation like this, like pounding the table and saying, do this and do that, and by golly, fix this and make it go away. It's just not his nature. And, but he needs to be more hands-on. You're right. I've heard some reports that he's not even in the state right now, that he's somewhere out of state for more than a couple of days, too. I mean, everybody's entitled to a Thanksgiving break, but, I mean, in the middle of this situation, is no time for a vacation. Really, you're not. But I would also say wherever you are, you're still the governor, as is with the president. So more coming up. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing common hunting injuries and how to prepare.
One third of every person that owns a tree stand ends up having some kind of an accident with that. And primarily we see broken bones, impalement where they're falling on a branch that goes into their body, rib fractures, and a lot of times neck and spine injuries. So our goal at the North Dakota Safety Council is really to give people the tools that they can use to make sure that if somebody is in an accident, that there is a statistic for an accident and not a fatality. It's what can I do to help the people that are with me? There's simple things that you can do and that you learn in a CPR and first aid class that really can help keep you safe as well.
For safe hunting tips and a full listing of upcoming first aid and CPR classes, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Question, why do you call tomorrow Turkey Day? It's a day of Thanksgiving, not a day of eating turkey. It's like calling Christmas Presents Day. We don't need any more social engineering diluting our holidays, making them a little more insignificant. Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Well, guilty as charged. Todd, you're in charge of, you know, slapping me upside the face when I say something out of school. So that
ouch.
The fact that I said Turkey Day earlier,
I refuse to slap you, although I will buzz you.
The buzzer is another way to do this, yeah, yeah. Anyway, appreciate the call. It is Thanksgiving. I am thankful. I have enormous gratitude. You know why? I said this to people before the election. A lot of people who were in fear of what was going to happen on Election Day. I don't have that fear because I have trusted in the good Lord that what will be, right? But so I didn't have that fear. I didn't have that anxiety. But I saw it in friends, and it really worried me. I saw it in family members. And I said, look, what's the worst thing that can happen? Hillary Clinton's elected. Guess what? We still live in North Dakota. We still live in North Dakota. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else than this great state. So I have enormous gratitude. And this situation that's gone global, down at the Cannonball Ranch area, the Dakota Access Pipeline, and how it's been handled by our law enforcement and our military, the National Guard, and our elected officials who we can say, you should have done this or you should have done that, and there's plenty of that to go around, trust me, handled 100 times better than it would have been handled anywhere else. This would have been Ferguson, Missouri, and the Black Lives Matter riots by now, but for good leadership, good common sense law enforcement. It's not done yet. We got a lot to go. So there's so much to be thankful for. So you're right. It is Thanksgiving, and I am. But I'm also going to have some turkey. So I am going to do that.
See, now, I'm more of a ham guy.
Can't do it. Cloverdale ham. Cloverdale ham, maybe. Everything else I can't. I just know.
Well, sure, of course, Cloverdale, but yeah.
I had a bad experience with ham as a young child, and I won't go into detail.
He's a hamophobe. Look at this.
I threw it up one time, and I just never has left me.
Yeah, glad we heard that story.
Orange County, New York. We don't get a lot of calls from New York on what's on your mind, but when we do, we say thank you. George, what's on your mind?
Well, thanks for taking that call. And yeah, I listen to y'all quite a lot. Tom Gershom and Rush. I just wanted to say that on our local radio show here, they had some woman from out there that's actually here in the Hudson Valley. And Orange County is about an hour north of New York City, home of West Point, Purple Art Museum, some of the other stuff. But they have a walkway over the Hudson River that used to be a train thing. And I think it's Saturday they're going to have a protest, and they're protesting what's going on out there, and they're protesting the installation of a pipeline in New York State that's going to bring that evil, awful, dangerous Bakken crude oil down through New York, which there's just no way. We just shouldn't have this at all. And it's just such a terrible thing. And they're going to have some kind of walk, you know, some protest over this walkway over the Hudson River.
Yeah, I imagine most people in North Dakota have been consumed enough with the protests that's happening here and the now 105th day of this insanity that they don't realize these are happening other places. But you're absolutely right. It doesn't surprise me they're doing it there and will continue to. George, why don't you go to the protest and then call in a report for us here on the show? Would you do that? Let's talk to a few of these folks and see if they really know the facts about what's happening at that particular pipeline and the siting and the history behind it. You want to do that?
Well, I'd love to if I get another deer before then. It's hunting season here.
Oh, my gosh. I found a hunter in New York. I didn't know they existed in New York. I love it. George, call again. That's fantastic. And I don't blame you. Hunt rather than do the protest. I have another New Yorker with me right now, as a matter of fact. Annie Sabin is here. Annie is the proprietor of the facility that Congressman Kramer invited us today to be at for our talk radio town hall, Sabin West Metal Corporation. Annie, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Every day above ground's a good day, so I'm great.
That's fantastic. Well, so there's hunters in New York, I just found out.
I live in East Hampton, Long Island, and I wish there was more hunting because we're overrun with deer. Only so many deer can live healthy on so much land, and we have about 10. There's deer in New York City. I bet you the people there don't know it. Staten Island's got 2,500 deer, and they're going crazy.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I'm glad to know it anyway. A little bit of common sense out there. Take some more of those deer out, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and give them to the food pantry.
Yeah.
Feed the poor.
Exactly right. So tell me about this facility. When I first heard I was going to a refinery, I thought, well, good, I get to have a beer. And they said, no, it's not a beer refinery. And I said, okay, well, it must be ethanol. I said, no, it's not ethanol. It's precious metals refinery. And
right.
I didn't even know what is that?
Well, let me tell you the history of this. This was a real eyesore for North Dakota. Dorgan, Conrad, and Pomeroy made some kind of deal, and they ended up here with the most polluted site in North Dakota. I don't know. And I was looking. We have a big site in New York, and I was looking for equipment, and we ended up looking at this place. And after looking, meeting the people, seeing the amazing people here in North Dakota, I said, why not just, instead of moving these furnaces to Rochester, New York, I'm going to put them here in North Dakota. And it was the best decision I've ever made. We've been running here full blast now 11 or 12 years. We bought the place through American State Bank. As you know, when you drove up, you didn't see anything coming out of the stack.
No.
So, I mean, I'm a clean air guy regardless of my business. And then I saw the work ethic. The only day the guys took off the first year was Mother's Day. Can you believe it? So I've never seen work ethic like I see in North Dakota. And we're one of the few. We were here before fracking. We're going to be here after fracking. And we're still hiring people.
So, first of all, on the decision to keep it here, originally you're going to buy the equipment and move it to a different plant.
Exactly.
But you see a work environment, you see a community that, hey, I might stay here. So that says a lot for North Dakota. That's pretty cool.
And I see a state that was very good on regulations. I had meetings with John Hoeven, who was governor at the time. He was terrific. And they wanted to see us succeed, and they wanted to see more employment here.
That's really neat. Now, so when you refine the precious metal, what do you refine?
Okay, let me tell you what we do. To create gasoline, they crack oil with a platinum catalyst, which is platinum impregnated on alumina or silica. And they run the oil through that, and it takes the impurities out to make gasoline. When that catalyst becomes contaminated, they send it to us here in North Dakota. We smelt that catalyst and extract the platinum, rhenium, or palladium from the catalyst. So we're essentially recycling.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and we're a zero discharge.
So you get them. Where do you get those precious metals from?
We probably have 50% of the world market. It comes here from Saudi Arabia. It comes here from China, from Korea, everywhere. I mean, right here from Tesoro, right here in Mandan.
And then when it's refined, who's your customer?
Well, no, from here, we further refine it in North Dakota, and that goes back to the manufacturer who produces new catalysts for Shell, for Exxon, for Valero, Tesoro, or Aramco, or whoever needs it.
But does the end product go into the fuel?
No, the end product goes back into new catalysts to extract the impurities out.
Ah.
So we take it out of this catalyst.
Yeah.
We refine it into 99.99% pure platinum. That goes back to the manufacturer of the new catalyst. See, the catalyst gets to a point it won't work because it's contaminated with coke and all the other impurities from oil. So they have to clean it up and put new stuff in. And that's what we do here.
So the end product here stays here?
No, the end product here goes to Rochester, which is basically a platinum iron or a platinum copper bullion. And at that point, we extract it to pure platinum.
Is it industry involved? Is it refining? Is there refining?
Yeah. Every oil refinery uses platinum catalyst. So it's, and as long as people are using gas and gasoline is cheap, most of the refineries are balls to the wall. I mean, they're busy as hell. So all your major oil refineries, all the oil refineries use platinum.
Well, that's fascinating. So how many of these refineries do you have?
You mean, I don't understand your question.
Facilities similar to this?
No. We only have one. We have one. This is the number one facility in the world right here in Williston, North Dakota. We have 50% of the world's market. It's the most respected precious metal refinery of its kind anywhere in the world. And I'm proud to say it's from North Dakota.
That's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. And before you had this plan, where did you do
what we did? We started this part of the business, recycling of oil refinery catalysts right here in North Dakota.
That is fascinating. I read an article about you in the New York Times.
Yeah.
Not long ago. It was a fascinating article.
Thank you.
Because it talked about a Republican, a Trump supporter, and someone that could be fairly called an environmental activist. And, you know, those two don't normally go together. But as I read on in the article, I said, this guy's for clean air. This guy's for clean water. So are Republicans.
Right.
Right? I mean,
Teddy Roosevelt was the beginning of all of this.
Do you think Republicans have sort of missed the boat on ceding that space to the left?
They're seeing it now. In the last 3 days, well, Donald Trump has always been for clean air and clean water. But for the first time in his interview yesterday with the Times, and he's acknowledged that there is a problem with climate. And I've approached climate as a Republican from a different aspect. What I've approached it for is health. You have asthma, pediatric asthma, heart disease, and cancer. So I'm saying, let's say you don't believe in climate change. There's not an American here that doesn't believe in being healthy. And I believe in a non-regulatory approach to clean energy, where we have what we call clean tax cuts, a Reaganomic approach to give a financial incentive for people to solar, modular nuclear, clean, and Trump is for this, is carbon capture of coal plants. So coal plants are, and through economics and everything else, they're going to slow down, and they're going to be less of them, which we know now. We're even seeing less mercury in fish. But the transition from from coal to renewable energy will be natural gas, which is wonderful here. I mean, there's some new technology that was just offered to me, catch flaring gas.
Hold that thought. We'll take a break and come back more of our conversation with Andy Sabin. We are in Williston, North Dakota at the, now I know it, world-famous Sabin West Metal Corporation. How about that? Pretty cool. Only one of its kind. Big corner of the world market after this. Don't go away.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news. This soybean minute is about Palmer amaranth, the most pervasive weed that growers have ever seen. In addition to this weed producing 1 million seeds per plant, reducing crop yields by 90%, it is also resistant to glyphosate and most row crop herbicides. Iowa weed scientists documented Palmer amaranth expanding from 5 to 30 counties this summer. How did this happen? Primarily from mail order seed. Some commercial seed mixtures used in CRP, cover crops, pollinator plots, and hunter habitats were contaminated with Palmer amaranth seed. These multi-plant seed sources disseminated Palmer amaranth throughout Iowa. Landowners, inspect your new environmental plantings. Bag and remove any deviant pigweed plants. Contact your Extension County agent or NDSU for correct ID. Help keep North Dakota Palmer amaranth free.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Blaze Energy would like to thank all veterans, home and abroad, for your service to our country. Blaze Energy is a North Dakota-owned and operated proud employer of vets, providing power generation and gas processing services to the oil producer industry. Blaze is on the front lines of the energy revolution and was founded with the sole mission of converting wasted gas into a more usable form of energy, making our North Dakota environment cleaner and healthier. They capture it, convert it, and transform it. They even power their own vehicles with it. Blaze was the first company in the U.S. to produce electricity from wellhead gas and put that power into the local power grid, gas that otherwise would have gone to flare. Thank you to all of our veteran employees, and thank you, North Dakota oil producers, for your continued support. For all your well site power generation and gas processing services, check out Blaze Energy at blazeenergy.com. That's BLAISE energy.com. BlazeEnergy.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Polar Service Center are the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they have two service centers in North Dakota, one in Williston, one in Killdeer. This is one great employer. They are really incredible. These are the kind of folks that you can call home for your entire career. And the best benefits, the lowest deductibles, the 401k, they have housing allowance, they do in Killdeer. I mean, they're incredible. They really are. And we were just with them celebrating Veterans Day as they hire a lot of veterans. So if you're a veteran looking for a great opportunity, I want you to check it out. PolarServiceCenters.com is their website. And we had people say, I hear you give out the number, but give me the website so I can go there, because you know, there's many ways to do it. But just go to polarservicecenters.com, and you'll find all the information you need to know about this company. Do a little research, and then talk to Gary. Gary is the manager for the Billings, Montana, Williston, and Killdeer location of Polar Service Center. Right now, technicians, parts reps, and one sales rep is what they're looking for. They'll take good care of you. Polar Service Center, you tell them Scott sent you. We're in Williston today. Congressman Kevin Cramer brought us for a talk radio town hall to a business. There's nothing I love better than walking in the door of a business I've never been to in North Dakota, and today it was fascinating to walk into Sabin West Metal Corporation, and Andy Sabin, the owner, is with us. And can we call you like an honorary North Dakotan at least? Sounds like with this business, you know.
Absolutely.
How many years now in North Dakota?
I don't know. Somewhere maybe 12, 15 years. I'm not sure.
But you do it again.
In a heartbeat.
Amazing.
You know, you were talking about the company you just talked about. Sabin West, Sabin Metal, we have a no turnover. We have 75 people over 30 years.
Wow.
Nobody. The only way you leave our company is to die. our oldest employee, he retired because his wife was sick. He was 87. And next year it'll be my 50th year.
Why? Why does that happen?
Because we treat everybody like a family, like you talk about. Because we're privately owned, I have no shareholders, no stockholders. I own 100%. So if I don't make money, I'm not going to take it out on my employees. You know, I look to make it the next year or the next year. You know, and I'm a Buddhist. I can't even tell you what I am. I'm actually a Jubu. But don't even ask me.
I've never heard of that. Yeah, okay.
But the essence of my philosophy is compassion. Mm. And, you know, I'm on the board of MD Anderson. It's the number one cancer hospital in the world. Two people here who are getting treated somewhat locally, I sent them down there, and because it's the number one cancer treatment center, and both their, you know, their daughters doing great. So, you know, I gave to 250 charities. So our company really believes in compassion, and everything from cancer to the environment is what we do.
Well, you're a good man. It's been good to get to know you here today, and excited about the business. I want to finish on the conversation we started before the break related to your passion on getting conservatives in the space of being for clean water and clean air.
Okay.
Okay? And you made a comment earlier that I wanted to ask you about. You said, I'm for doing this without regulation, without government, through incentives, the Reagan way of doing it. Right. Clean power plan. I think it's the stupidest thing on the face of the earth, because the cost, I mean, the punishment that would come to North Dakota as a result of that is just enormous, unbelievable. Electricity rates skyrocket, and electricity is less reliable, and in the end product, Andy, if you say we did all that, we caused all that damage, okay, well, what did we get for it?
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Like a little sliver in a way of improvement in the environment. What's the better way?
Financial incentive. Financial incentive to an R&D to develop all of this new stuff. Not force it on somebody. Give them a financial incentive, a tax cut that incentivizes them to do it.
So, and you let technology work, and you let that
right.
Yeah.
And I think the government would probably do well by helping with the R&D on a lot of this stuff. You know, there was an article 3 days ago about carbon capture on coal plants. Sure, your electricity may go up a little bit, but what do you care? Your health care, your health costs. Do you know what people spend?
So connect those dots for me. You say this is what drives you, the health of individuals. So
I mean, I believe in climate change, but health is what drives me, because if I was to talk to an average guy in North Dakota walking down the street, to start explaining the science of climate change, and
you lose him.
Right.
Yeah.
But if I say, you know, do you understand what asthma is? Do you know what cancer is? Do you know what heart disease is? Pete, would you like to see less of it? Do you want our cities to be like Beijing, Shanghai, New Delhi? You want your family to live long. You want less. You're going to save so much money in health costs with clean air.
Interesting. And don't have the government mandate it.
Don't, you know, you've got to do it.
To technology and investment and time. And,
right. You know. Tax. You have to get financial incentives. And I think you'll find Trump is going to agree. Don't force people to do it.
I love it. I mean, the coal industry was doing this before Clean Power Plan, right? They invest billions to get cleaner, and they move the needle all the time. Yeah. What government's tried to do is, I think, move the goalposts to a place that they can't get to, so that they can ultimately tip the industry over. A much better way is your way, to say
government is gone. It's just
are you sad about that? You're going to miss the Obama administration?
Yeah, I spent $1 million on this election.
The bet paid off. The bet paid
off. This was 1 year. I could say this was the best investment I ever made.
It was good to meet you, Andy. Take care.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Have a great day and stay above the ground.
I'm going to do that. We'll have you back. God bless you, folks. Happy Thanksgiving.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Harrow, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty Thames with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers on all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.